This next poem is called Picnic Weather. And it's about a picnic that I had had. I should confess right here that I failed out of two schools before finally getting a degree. And the first one was pretty legitimate. It was University of Minnesota, you know. And a lot of people fail out of that one. But the second one was a school in northern Montana called Northern Montana College up in Havre. And to give you an idea of how sort of awful it was to fail out of this school, the University of Montana used to send their football players up there. During the off season to bring up their grade point averages. I have since been informed that only three of us have failed out in the history of the school. But before I did fail out, I got to go to the spring picnic, which... which was on Beaver Creek up in the Bear Paw Mountains. And I guess all it was just the food service transported the wieners and hot dogs out to the bear paws, and we had this picnic. But we used to take a lot of beer out with us, and it was a lot of fun anyway. But to get to the real point, there was a guy who lived right across the hall in my dormitory. I won't give you his full name. His first name was Nick. And Nick was the Montana heavyweight weight wrestling champ in Montana. And he was just a monster. And so we used to have to devise ways to keep him entertained. Thought he wouldn't take it out on us. And well, the idea is that at the picnic, Nick was getting pretty drunk, so it was in the spring of the year, and it was really cold that day, and the bull snakes were just coming out, and they were very cold, and you could catch them very easily then. And so we would catch them, and we would all run and grab a bull snake and bring it to Nick. And Nick would grab the snake by the tail and he'd start snapping it like this. And pretty soon he'd go pop and he'd snap the head of the snake right off. And it'd go. So we'd go running and find another snake. It was either us or the snakes. So I wrote this poem called Picnic Weather, which doesn't have anything to do with Nick. But it has something to do with the snakes. And somebody said it might even be a love poem. I don't know. I know the songs we sang, the old routine, the dozen masks you painted when we left you, alone, afraid, frightened of yourself, the day the bull snakes rose, seething out of dreams, has made you what you are, alone, afraid, stronger. Here we go again, the same sad tune. You knew you would die some night, alone, no folks, and I, no face, alone, weaker in the knees and in the heart. Picture this as your epitaph, the bull snakes rising against you, you popping their necks with a clean jerk, and the sky, the drab blue of spring. Winter now. Here your image dies. I can't grab hold of you like the snakes. I know the dream. You, alone, stronger than the night I popped your neck, left you squirming on the ground, afraid you'd find your hole and disappear. And me, my fingers strong around your head, my head making clicking sounds, nothing like the music in your bones.